The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the Instagram account Model Strangers has grown to over a million followers in the last few months and is today one of the most famous on-the-street interview accounts in Ireland and the UK. A professional photographer by the name of Chris Ward approaches strangers on the streets and he asks them, "Can I photograph you and maybe have a little chat?" Have a listen to this encounter.
"Excuse me, so sorry to bother you.
You're okay.
But I noticed you and I think you look absolutely amazing."
"Thank you very much."
I'm a photographer.
Yeah.
"And I take pictures of people."
"Well, I've just had coffee with my husband and he's walking home. I've had a look around some shops and I'm bored."
"What's your name?"
"Anne."
"How long have you been married?"
"42 years this year."
42, since 1982.
"I'm an old lady. I'm 70.
Wow. So what's the secret?
"I'm blessed to have a wonderful husband and two lovely daughters. I had an amazing career."
"Yeah."
"And did very well."
"Yeah."
"Through people believing in me. Maybe I didn't believe in myself."
"Why didn't you believe in yourself?"
"Lack of self-confidence. People would never have believed when I was working."
All right, now that's Anne Flanagan, age 70, and that was an encounter with Christopher Ward, who's sitting with me now. Christopher, good morning.
"Good morning, Pat. So lovely to meet you."
Now, this was a story with an extraordinary ending. And in fact, it's not an ending, it's an ongoing.
Absolutely. I think of Model Strangers in terms of before Anne and after Anne, because Anne just really catapulted my accounts and it also changed her life. I met Anne outside the Belfast City Hall back in January. And immediately when I met her, I knew that her story was one worth telling. And I just couldn't wait to edit her video and her pictures and get it up onto Model Strangers. And just Anne is just so beautiful, so elegant. She's an older lady, just as I say, so beautiful, so elegant. But she was talking about something that resonates with a lot of us, that internal self-doubts that we all have, that imposter syndrome. And when I posted her video, it just went. So far, it has 40 million views. As I said, it changed her life. She got a modeling contract as a result of it. And she did her first runway show a couple of weeks ago. And also, she was invited to take part in an opera. You know, she was in an opera for 3 or 4 nights.
And she's on the Drew Barrymore show in the US.
Yes.
It's been sensational for her at this point in her life to get a break like this. Phenomenal.
It's been absolutely sensational. And every time I meet her, she is just so thankful that I stopped her that day in outside the City Hall.
Now, you're going to be doing a series of on-street interviews with Dublin Bike Cyclists. This is to
mark the
launch of Redclick's partnership with Dublin Bikes.
That's right.
So you'll be knocking around the streets of the capital.
I will be. I mean, I've been here. I was here last week and I was here yesterday and today. I've been hesitant about taking on any kind of, partnerships or brand deals or anything like that, because I've been very hesitant about commercializing Model mm-hmm. Strangers. But this idea was just right up my alley.
Because the kind of people you'd be talking to anyway.
Yes, exactly. And Redclick Dublin Bikes. It was just a healthy idea as well, healthy for the environment, riding bikes across the city, and also healthy for the human body. And
We'll give another sample of your work. This is Joan. You interviewed her on the street following a stint in hospital.
Yes.
"Oh, excuse me. I'd just like to pay you a compliment. I think you look very elegant."
"Thank you. No, I'm just out of hospital. I had a clot in my lung and I'm very slow on my feet and my bus pass must be somewhere."
"Oh my goodness."
"So the driver shouted at me. He said, 'Where is your pass?' I said, 'I don't know where it is.' And he said, 'You should have a pass,' and ended up sitting on the bus crying. My husband had died 2 years ago. I'll never, ever, ever get over that he's not with me. And he was really 6 foot tall, handsome. I am 84.
"What's your name?"
"Maureen. And I met him in the gallery. He said to me, 'Can I have this dance?' Jeez.
Thank you, Jeez.
When he asked me out, he was late. His car wouldn't start. And I said to my mummy, 'I knew he wouldn't come. And I don't like him anyway.'"
"I'm going to help you with these bags to the bus stop."
"Never sick, but it has left me sort of shaky."
Poor Joan, sort of shaky after her stint in hospital. And then the bus driver saying, "Where's your pass? Where's your pass?"
Yes,
clearly someone who would be entitled to a pass, you know.
Yes, exactly. Of course. You know, she was just absolutely wonderful. So many older people are just, they really want somebody to talk to. And she was, most people that I stop are kind enough to give me a few minutes of their time. But she was just so conversational from the first second.
Do you ever get told where to go?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I've done this in so many different cities and so many different countries. My hit rate is about 7 or 8 out of 10 people say yes, but I haven't had a truly bad experience.
No rudeness, but people sometimes too busy to stop.
Sometimes people are too busy. They're on their way somewhere. They have to catch a bus or something like that.
We'll hear a snatch now of Jim and Hazel, a married couple, reminiscing on their first encounter as teenagers.
Excuse me. Hiya, can I stop you for 2 seconds? I think that you look like a very lovely couple. I saw you walking there and you just look very happy.
We are.
I thought you looked so in love.
Oh, no, that was me laying the rules down.
And they said, no, I'm the rule maker.
Well, how long have you been together? How long?
I hope you can do arithmetic.
Not very well.
62 years married. We know each other from about 1956.
And you know our first date?
What?
On the Dodgems.
On the Dodgems.
And we finished our ride and he said, would you like to have another go?
What's your name? Sorry.
Hazel and Jim. I'll tell you one thing. We make each other laugh every day, or Jim makes me laugh every day. He just says funny things that makes me laugh and sings me songs.
What songs?
I wish I was 18 again.
You'll be 83 on my next birthday.
We met and he was only 14 and I was almost 16. Uh-huh. So at that time there was nearly 2 years of difference. I'm a cougar.
Yep.
What is your favourite thing about your lovely wife?
She does what she's told.
A very happy couple, obviously, Jim and Hazel.
They had just such wonderful chemistry still after all these years. And I find it so fascinating to find out how people of a certain age met each other before social media, you know.
Now, we're going to hear finally a man sitting in a wheelchair.
Yes.
But it drew your attention because he was dressed in quite a flamboyant blazer and scarf.
Yes, very colourful, lots of yellow.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
So sorry to bother you.
No,
I just noticed you earlier, but you're with a gentleman,
yes.
So I couldn't approach you.
Uh-huh.
I think you have an amazing style.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you very much.
I think you just look amazing,
Thank you.
I go around and I take pictures of people.
It's very nice to, because in a wheelchair,
yes,
you are largely invisible in the world. People don't notice you. So it's very nice to, that someone
you're welcome.
Saw. Did you see this?
The boots as well. Wow,
yeah,
I didn't even notice them.
A bit of a trademark. I have them in all colours. It's for this reason.
Yes.
I can lift my feet with the laces.
What kind of things make you happy?
Being kind to other people gives me a great deal of pleasure. Doing things for other people. That philosophy, if you want kindness, give kindness.
Yeah.
If you
yeah.
want love, give love.
Yeah.
I kind of worked out at my age now that it actually works.
And you say you feel invisible. I mean, how long have you...
I had a spinal injury 3 years ago and L3-4 was damaged. I have just been aware if I went into a coffee shop with someone, what's likely to happen is they'll say, the person say in front of me will order, and they'll say to him, what does he want? Because I'm sitting down. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean... Then she said to him, is he angry? And if you go out to a club...
No, that's Ray, and clearly he dresses in a way that renders him far from invisible.
Absolutely. When I first... I was actually going down to Dublin that day, but I thought, decided not to, and I decided to go to Belfast instead. And I went into the Botanic Gardens in Belfast, and I saw Ray sitting with another gentleman, and I didn't want to interrupt them, so I thought I'd do another lap. But I knew sometimes this happens, that when I, you know, let someone go, if I come back, they're gone. But when I came back, Ray was still there, and he was by himself. I thought, fantastic. And I went up to him, and... he had just so, so much wisdom. Later on in that encounter, later on in that video, he said something so profound. He said, you know, life is not what happens out there. Life is what happens in your head. It's about your perspective, about how you deal with things. And he's only just recently been in a wheelchair for the last couple of years, and he had such a sunny disposition. He was so positive.
Now, you launched yesterday with Red Click, so
that's
you'll
great.
Be here for how long?
No, well, I'm leaving today, but hopefully I will be back. I have recorded 3 or 4 encounters with Red Click Dublin Bikes, and so they will be appearing. The first one went live yesterday, and the rest will be appearing very soon.
Christopher Ward, the photographer behind the Instagram account with over 1 million followers, Model Strangers. Christopher, thank you very much for joining us in studio
so
today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.